Meyer, P.O. Box 7508, Chico, California, 95927. Please join us again next time on this great station for more Faith on Fire.
NPH Medical Service reminds us, drugs are a problem that affect the whole family. They ruin lives, break hearts and homes, and destroy childhood dreams. Parents, get more involved. Talk to your children about the dangers of drug abuse. This from NPH Medical Service, providing the best nurse services for hospital seniors and exhausted caregivers. At 530-899-2255. And NPH Medical Service is always providing employment opportunities for qualified LPN, RN, and in-home healthcare workers. Call CIS today for employment opportunities at 530-899-2255.
This is Steve Sanchez, and yes, Chico, California, the rumors are true. I'm coming to you Saturday mornings right here on KKXX AM 930 from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Caution, we don't sit around the campfire singing Kumbaya. So join me right here live on KKXX AM 930.
So where did Cain get his wife? This is Ken Ham, author and speaker on why we can trust the Bible. Many people wonder who Cain married, since the only other people on earth were his own family members. In fact, some Christians claim, based on a bad translation of a Bible verse, that Cain found a wife in the land of Nod. But the answer's simple. Cain married one of his relatives. You see, Genesis says that Adam and Eve were the first humans. God created only two people, and they had lots of children. And their children multiplied and filled the earth. It's obvious that Cain must have married his sister or his niece. Now, the law against close relatives marrying came much later when genetic mutations had accumulated in people. These mutations were due to the ongoing effects of sin and the curse. You see, the Bible really explains it all.
Want to learn more about human history? Visit our award-winning website to discover true history at answersingenesis.org. Answersingenesis.org.
To our show.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Chrissy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, one of your hosts of Chico Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico Now.
So join us at 12:30, Monday through Friday here on KKXX for Chico Now. My life is so
hard. What's wrong?
My internet slowed down. I hit my data cap.
You should switch to Digital Path.
Why?
Digital Path has unlimited data. Its internet is faster than DSL, available more places than cable, and has no data limit.
You mean I can do all the things I love on the internet with no worries?
Yep, and plans start for less than $50.
Wow.
So if you want worry-free internet for streaming, gaming, sharing, surfing, chatting, working, or play, call Digital Path today. 1-800-676-PATH. Digital Path. High-speed internet for everyone.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you will want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial service provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members to be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting financial advisor Daniel Cluis at 530-321-4059.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Chrissy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air.
894-7325. Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. You light up the path. I don't care, go on and tell.
Welcome, Chico, and all the surrounding areas, all the way up to Red Bluff and down to Davis and Woodland and Winters. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now and Helping People. Today is Monday, March 16th, and if you're listening during the 12:30 showing, then this is live. If you're listening at 6 o'clock or 9 o'clock, then this is pre-recorded. But if you are listening right now while I'm talking at 12:35, then I would love if you have any thoughts on what the topic is today, which we're going to be talking about bereavement during your marriage, then give me a call at 894-7325. Maybe it's something that you've experienced in the past. Maybe it's something your loved one is currently experiencing, someone in your family, or something that really helped you and really worked well that you'd like to share with our community. And you thought, you know, somebody gave me this advice once and then I did it and it really helped me heal. I would love to hear your thoughts on in any of those gamuts. And just to let you know that today is on Monday, I'm doing this show as my marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. That means registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences. And I work under the clinical supervision of licensed marriage and family therapist Joe Taylor over at Chico Creek Counseling. And you guys are in for a treat because the third Monday of every month, Joe comes in as my guest. It's the one time the shoe is on the other foot. Not really, though, because he knows so much more than I do. Really, we're just going to let him talk a little bit. A lot, not a little bit. I get to take kind of a break. But before we get started with Joe, I wanted to start out with talking about a little bit of something that's happening in our lives right now. My son has this buddy, and they have been friends since first or second grade. My son is 16 now, and his buddy was kind of the... His mom and dad had three kids, and then 10 years later, my son's buddy was born. And just a couple of days ago, one of those older siblings passed away. He was 24. And so now his little buddy is 16, and today they're burying his big brother, and his mom is burying her son. And these folks, they believe that Christ is the Lord, but they don't live their life. They don't attend church. They don't read the Bible. They just believe. And that's wonderful. That's a wonderful start. But they don't have a relationship with him, as I know. I think that the only time that this little guy went to church was whenever we took him with us all of those years. And now we live in another town. And these are just good people. Just good people. And I was just hoping that the people in our community, we have such a wide listening range, would take a moment in their time today or tonight and just pray. Pray for healing for this family. The mom is named Sheila and the buddy is named Wyatt, and that through this experience that they grow closer to the Lord, and that they the teenager doesn't go the wrong direction, because sometimes these experiences I've noticed that kids will rebel and go the opposite direction, but rather that it brings them closer to God, and that their family becomes stronger rather than more shattered. And I know that we're praying a lot, and they're really on my mind right now is that while we're talking, they're at the funeral service, and which is why we have decided on the topic of bereavement in marriage and what that looks like. And Joe is here to talk to us today a little bit about that. So, Joe, would you, and if any of you folks have anything you want to talk about in regards to this topic, please feel free to call. We would really more than appreciate it. The phone number is 894-7325. And the show is a 30-minute show, so you've got about 25 minutes left. All right. So, Joe, welcome to Chico Now and Helping People. Would you mind introducing yourself a little bit to our listening audience out there?
Well, Jessica, it's great to be here. I really like the topic. I think it's challenging. I think it's something that's real life. Something that we experience quite a bit.
And
I'm looking forward to spending some time talking about that.
Wonderful. Well, listening audience out there, we're heading to a commercial break. So put your thinking caps on, say a little prayer, listen to these commercials, and we'll be right back. And in case you have some thoughts, write down this phone number, 894-7325. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Joe Taylor. We'll be back momentarily.
This is Buzz Beatty. You know, there's nothing like needing a plumber but not feeling confident who to call. I'm sure glad someone referred me to Gold Bond Plumbing. Gordon did a great job replacing my water heater and repairing the damage the old one caused. In fact, I'm so happy with Gold Bond Plumbing that I've asked Gordon to be a regular guest on Your Home Today. If you need a plumber who works like a bear for a price that's fair, call Gold Bond Plumbing at 321-4203.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
All the little things are gone, the things we used to be. Nobody could take us down, there was only you and me. And without you I can't be. You're the universe to me. You're the air in my lungs. You're the fields where I run. You're the sky where I'm floating. It's you.
Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783, under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And my guest today is Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And I just want to remind you guys that while we're talking about therapy type stuff, this is not to be considered therapy. It's just 30 minutes of talking about insight, skills, advice giving, etc. Sometimes people get confused about that, and our regulating body tells us we need to make sure to tell you that every single week. So we are. All right, Joe. So while we were at break, you and I were talking a little bit about bereavement and that grief, but that there's a lot of other ways that grief manifests in people, and it feels very similar. Can you just talk to our folks about a little bit about that?
Okay, sure, Jessica. One of the things that came to mind was it's definitely a difficult thing, particularly like this story you just related, when you lose a family member, and many of us have over the years, or maybe a child. And you know, we always say, and I agree, you know, that we shouldn't have to bury our children. Mm-hmm. That's a very difficult thing to have to do. And I know of some really wonderful people who have had to go through that experience, and some of them have taught me some things about that. So it's we'll have time later to be able to share that. But part of it's not just losing a family member. Part of it could be another grief or loss, which would be kind of like maybe losing a job and the effects of that, the financial consequences, just how that affects you as a person and not being able to provide for your family, the difficulty in going through that, whatever reason that might be, and that affects the relationship in the marriage. So things like that, I think, are also things that weigh in on the marriage relationship.
You also mentioned if you have an ailing parent and you expect death to happen within a certain period of time.
Exactly. Or anyone who's ill in the family. Mm-hmm. So if there's a long-term illness or a terminal illness,
mm-hmm.
some of the folks I've dealt with over the years, there's not just someone who's died, but someone who they know is going to die.
And the process of dying.
Forward or anticipating that, and how difficult that is, and mm-hmm. how that weighs on somebody. And just maybe the financial strain, or definitely the emotional strain, mm-hmm. time element of spending time with that person, where, you know, maybe you'd be going and taking a walk on Table Mountain and looking at the wallflowers, but you can't because, you know, they're in bed, you know, and they're trying to just maintain life. And so there's a great deal of stress associated with that. So that affects the marriage relationship, don't you think?
Yeah.
Just a little bit?
Yeah.
And so I think part of the difficulty is then when life is stressful, then what we need to evaluate, what do we do with that? How do we maintain our relationship with a loved one, marriage partner, when life turns sideways, when mm-hmm. it gets difficult, when it's not what we expected, when bad things happen to good people.
So yeah.
If you want to say it that way. So not only our view of who we are as a couple, but our view of how does God intervene and or interwork in this situation. So our view of that all affects how we can maintain a relationship with this person. So, you know, we have a couple of ways that we do that. One is the one that I often see is when they pull apart. So mm-hmm. a couple who is under some kind of grief or loss or in their lives, they tend to pull apart. That's one way of doing that.
Do you think that's because they're in their grief, they're isolating, they're going internally into themselves?
Absolutely.
And they're not extending out lovingly toward their other spouse or toward the other people in their lives, or even sometimes toward God, where they're only clinging to God, and then they're not paying attention to the needs of the other person in their lives.
Absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. We have one more commercial, and then Joe will talk more about the ways that we tend to cope and then ways we can nurture our relationship during our grief. Please stay tuned. We have Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist with Chico Creek Counseling, right now, and you can call us 894-7325, 894-7325.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Tamey.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Said all I want from you is to see you tomorrow. And every tomorrow, maybe you're letting me borrow your heart. Is it too much to ask for every Sunday? And while we're at it, throwing every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cut your heart open with a knife, now you're bleeding. But I could be that guy to heal it over time, and I won't stop until you believe it. Cause baby, you're worth it.
You are worth it. I sit and listen to this music while we're waiting to come on, and I just think, oh, you are worth it whenever that part comes in. So when we left, we were talking about bereavement and ways that people cope. And we were talking, one of the ways is that people kind of go internal and they neglect their relationship with their spouse, their other family members, because they're too busy coping with the grief, because they're hurting. Their heart is broken. The people they loved have been taken from them in various manners. And, but Joe is going to tell us a couple other ways that he's noticed that people often end up coping. So take it away, Joe.
Well, okay, so one of the things that I started talking about before the break was when we, one of the ways we cope with grief is we pull away, and, you know, so then we're, and Jessica, you mentioned that we tend to just pull into ourselves, and I think that's very true, is that we're, because there's, our resources are such that we're trying to pull from within all that we possibly have in order to deal with things.
I think also people get worried that they're going to be a burden to others. So if they deal with it on their own, they won't be burdening others.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, that they, like, okay, I need to get myself together so I can be the best person that I can to my spouse. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's that aspect. So I think that's one thing that probably was the biggest thing that pulls people apart, is that they're trying to get their personal act together. But then on the other side, the positive side is that what really works in a healthy, and maybe an already healthy marriage, that surely there's times when you pull inward and it separates you as a couple. But it maybe in the best case scenario, when you have a good marriage in terms of support for each other, where you're loving each other when times are hard, you can hug, you can cry, you can talk, you can pray together. And also you have those personal resources, maybe of friends, family that you can talk to. Certainly, you have your relationship with God where you can reach out to Him and cry, pour out your heart, pray, ask for help, all that. So all those are really good resources. That so in a healthy marriage, then you have that, so that that helps you pull together. Recently, a therapist friend of mine, I guess I can mention her name, Sue O'Hanlon, she's a marriage family therapist over at Orville Nazarene. She was talking to me, and it was really kind of an interesting thought that I hadn't realized before, is that the effect of stress increases the chemical cortisol in our body. And which shuts down our emotions, our ability to think. We get the fuzzy brain thing going
on. Fight or flight.
Right.
It's like we're a gazelle being chased by a lion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we you know, grab a club and beat that lion to death, or we run away from it. So what we tend to do, though, is do that in our marriages. So the effect of cortisol, or the way to counter cortisol is conversation, physical activity, time with God. She mentioned also, what is it, fish oil. Fish oil is one of the big things we can take to help reduce the effects of cortisol. So what we want to do is try to get that beast beaten down so that we actually can interact with others in a loving, caring, enjoyable way. And so that's probably one of the best things that we see in terms of a healthy marriage, is when people can pull together, when they can sit and hold each other, talk about it, cry. Tears are
so
good.
God living, gave us tears. Living the way we were created to live. We were created to live in community.
Absolutely.
We weren't created to live as isolationists.
No.
We weren't created to live where we have to fix ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And we tend to be really independent spirits. We tend to pull, especially when difficult times come, we tend to pull away. When we pull away from our spouse, our loved ones, our friends, pull away from God, people at church, we tend to isolate ourselves. So what we need to do is be really intentional about doing the opposite.
Right.
Being aware of, okay, here's all the wrong things I'm doing, so instead I need to get myself in community, I need to talk to my spouse, I need to spend some time in prayer with God, or conversations with God, and sometimes with friends, and have get some good exercise as well.
Yeah, well, exercise stimulates our dopamine, and dopamine is a happy drug. That's the brain chemical that comes out when you are on a roller coaster and you feel really good, or after you fall down and you hurt yourself. So when you're going skating and you fall down and you scrape your hand and you're a little kid and it stings, and then the stinging stops all of a sudden because your body created dopamine. All right, guys, this is Jessica Wilkerson and Joe Taylor from Chico Creek Counseling. Have a wonderful, beautiful, blessed week.
You talk, we listen. Life Radio, KKXX, AM 930, FM 104.5.
Personal injury to you or a family member can be frightening and stressful. Medical bills, lost income, it's financially overwhelming. The Law Office of Lawrence Puritz is here to help. Larry has provided legal advice and representation for over 20 years. And Larry is uniquely qualified, having worked many years representing the side of insurance companies. He knows how they operate. And now he represents you. Take a stand with the Law Office of Lawrence Puritz, your fair settlement expert.
Call 343-1614. Again, that's 343-1614. Lawrence Puritz, your personal injury lawyer.
Some of you might be discouraged right now, thinking, boy, Christianity is a heavy trip. It is a heavy trip. Matter of fact, it's bearing your cross. That's not a physical ailment. That's saying goodbye to all of your dreams and plans, crucifying them. Death to selfish interest.
We have that and more on Hope for Today. Join us.
Tune in for Hope for Today, weekdays at 8 a.m. here on KKXX.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing I see everywhere: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers up surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When I'm feeling down, it really makes me feel a lot better.
You found Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
You're listening to Good News and Christian Talk on KKXX Paradise and K283 AR Chico. Celebrating over 40 years broadcasting to the North Valley on AM 930 and now the new FM 104.5. This is KKXX Life Radio. Chico.